We proclaim Christ crucified, foolishness to Gentiles, but to those who are called, the wisdom of God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. It's one of the greatest things about being Catholic, I think, is the fact that we don't focus on two pieces of wood that have been strapped together and say that that's a way of worshiping. We do hallow the wood of the cross, and in fact, even within our own church, we have a relic of the true cross, a little splinter of the cross that Jesus was crucified upon. Amazing grace that we have. But we're just not only about the wood of the cross. We want to continually gaze upon He who is upon the cross, because that's where the power of God is, from His very presence, the fact that God suffers. Not that one day He suffered and now we look at Him and He's in pristine condition, that He has no wounds upon His flesh, but that He, as our God, continues to desire to maintain those wounds, the five wounds which were borne upon Him, upon His hands, His feet, and His sacred side. And so when we see that, we recognize our own sufferings are still, even in this day, able to be carried by Christ, because He continues to carry those sufferings with Him for all eternity. And so that is why it's so important for us today as a Friday. What do? As Catholics always, every single Friday throughout the year, always, we offer penance. Penance in a very particular way, in a very conscious way, in something that really doesn't mean anything on its own. What do? We don't eat meat on Fridays. Right? A simple thing. What does not eating meat on Fridays really mean? It means that I get to have fish instead, which is more expensive and sometimes even a great treat to be able to have fish for a change, or to be able to choose that other option instead of having the green chili chicken enchiladas when I go out there and go to one of the restaurants or whatever. To be able to have a small and insignificant sacrifice that I do, but something that which is small and intentionally done in union with the sacrifice of Christ has great effect when we intentionally engage in it. And so today, as always, we have this grace to recognize that we're also not alone in offering this small little sacrifice. In fact, every Catholic throughout the whole world is doing the same. In fact, not even just that, but we unite ourselves not to ourselves, but to all who have come before us from ages on ages, who have offered that same sacrifice of no meat on Fridays to be able to do this. So it unites us not just to God's people who are here with us today, but also to God's people who have gone before us before as signs and examples of faith. Because today is the day when we know that Jesus Christ, His own meat, His own flesh was torn. And so by not partaking of this flesh, we recognize that we preach a Christ not merely who is off the cross in glory, but a Christ crucified, which to those who are wise and learned, that's foolishness. And to those who are truly religious and giving themselves to a spiritualized faith, I find that is incredibly scandalous. Brothers and sisters, just as St. Paul said it, this is the power of God, and this is the wisdom of God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.